sports, politics, life. North Kansas City Dental presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at nkcdental.com.
The state of Kansas, for now, takes a pass on approving star bonds for the Royals and Chiefs to move those teams from Missouri to Kansas and build brand new stadiums at or nearly zero cost to the teams. That is our big topic as the Kansas legislature closed down last night for its regular session and will now look to a special session at some point if they're going to address this before next year. KKHI's presenting sponsor today is Aspen Wealth Management. Is Aspen the place for you? Well, it could be. Trevor and Tavis Holsinger have years of experience in financial planning, investment management, taxes, and insurance. They can be your personal financial concierge, or right now they'd like to do a free once-over on exactly how you're living financially. They'll take a look for free. Call 913-491-0500 and find out if you're on the right track with AspenWealth.com. That's AspenWealth.com for Aspen Wealth Management, 913-491-0500. And that's a pretty cool deal they're offering to just kind of... It's not a makeover, but they're going to take a look at what you're doing. They'll do it absolutely free and say, okay, this is what you have. Here's where my bills are. Here's what the mortgage is. Here's all these different. They'll take a look at everything you're doing and give you some free advice on how to get where you want to go, even if that means you're not investing now or starting a plan now, that can help you out. They're smart dudes, and they love KKHI listeners, and they'd be happy to help you out. All you got to do is log on to AspenWealth.com or call Trevor or Tavis Holsinger at 913-491-0500. All right, so the state of Kansas got nothing done on Tuesday night in the final session, and I'm going to give them a pass here. There was a lot of bravado and a lot of talk that they were going to get this thing passed yesterday in session to provide 100% star bonds for the Chiefs and or the Royals to move to Kansas. Before we get too far, let me say this. I'm putting it right now at a 90% chance the Chiefs wind up in Kansas. I'll get to that in a moment, but that's just where I'm handicapping this thing at this point. And I think Missouri should be focused on keeping the Royals because the Royals want to be in downtown or near downtown. So that almost at this point would look like a win for Missouri. More on the politics of that in a moment, but let's talk about what happened in Kansas. The vote didn't come about because many lawmakers, before the session was set to expire at midnight, said we refuse to vote on this before we have a new tax plan. They've been botching the tax plan in Kansas for a long time, for a year. There's a $1-something billion surplus. They want to give some of that back to Kansans. They've overtaxed Kansas residents. They have a surplus. The Republican legislature has done a great job in cutting spending. The tax plan that they put forth was awesome. It was basically a flat tax in Kansas, and the Democrat governor vetoed it. She continues to veto it. They thought they had the votes to override her veto, and they continually come up two votes short. There's a legislator in Fort Scott who's a conservative, and a couple of other legislators in other small towns who are conservatives that are voting no on the tax plan, saying we're low-income areas. And while we like the idea of this flat tax, it seems like it's not really fair in our low-income areas. So they have the votes. They just can't get all the Republicans on the same page. You know the drill on this. So it wasn't just those Republicans that didn't want to vote on a stadium issue, on a referendum for star bonds. It was also Democrats and plenty of other Republicans said, this is embarrassing to the people of Kansas. We are not going to vote on corporate welfare, which is essentially what it is. But for the people of the state of Kansas, it costs you nothing, period. Even if you go to a game, it costs you nothing. Because if you're going to buy a Chiefs ticket and go to a game, you're paying sales tax anyway. It's just where the sales tax goes. You can't say this more plainly. This is the same as when they built Sprint Center. It was really simple. It was a rental car tax, which 90% of is people that are out of town that are renting these cars at the airport and downtown. So it was people from out of town with a rental car tax that were building Sprint Center. This is the same thing. It's anybody that goes to a Chiefs game, let's say the Chiefs build a stadium, pays a sales tax. The sales tax goes to pay the stadium. instead of going into general sales tax funds. The reason they justify this is new sales tax revenue. They don't have the sales tax now. They have sales tax in Kansas, but not on Chiefs tickets, not on a Super Bowl, not on a Final Four, not on a George Strait concert or Kenny Chesney Fest or any of these other things that happen at a football stadium. Everything would have a sales tax. It would be all new revenue for Kansas and the municipalities, and it would go toward the stadium. So it literally costs Kansas residents nothing to do this. There's nothing on the line. So the Democrats running around saying, this is taxes for the people of Kansas if they choose to go to a game. No, they're paying it anyway. It's where the money goes. You want to use it for abortion clinics. Republicans want to use it to bring a Super Bowl to Kansas. Two entirely different pursuits. So I get it. I think they're right. I think you don't close the session down. If you didn't have a vote and pass a tax plan, you probably shouldn't be passing the star bonds yet. And so what they knew, and they didn't press it very hard last night, what they knew is the governor's on the hook for these taxes. The taxes need to be lowered. Kansas residents want the taxes lowered. They know there's a surplus. It's a joke what the Kansas government is doing to Kansas residents right now. So they know this governor has to order a special session at some point this year to vote on taxes. When they do that, the star bond vote will be ready to go, and I suspect it will pass with ease because there is agreement on both sides that the star bond is to get the Chiefs. Look, here's the sad thing. The Royals have been kicked to the curb. It's not that the Royals can't come to Kansas. They don't seem to have much interest in it. And if the Royals were going to come to Kansas, they'd be better off in southern Johnson County, which is way too far from the airport for visiting teams and for the team itself to drive an hour after games to go to the airport to fly. They would need some sort of better way of flying than that because you're just wasting time out at 172nd and 69 Highway or something. But that's what some teams are doing. They're building near the affluent white suburbs. KCK, maybe that's the place for a new baseball stadium. I don't think so. I think the Royals at this point should be Missouri's concern, main concern. And the Royals want to be downtown or in North Kansas City, which I think is the best play for the Royals right now. I've liked that site from the start. It is less than perfect, but the county seems to be willing to give them much more in a sales tax, a half cent or a full cent sales tax toward a new stadium. And the Royals might want to consider that deal. The state of Missouri should get on board. When this all broke yesterday, and the big news was late in the day yesterday, the Chiefs have been on moving to Kansas for quite some time because you don't have renderings and a video released by an architect who designed Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas that says he was commissioned by some unnamed developer to do this stuff. An unnamed developer doesn't give you a design of Arrowhead that is an homage to Arrowhead on the outside. The columns and stuff around the outside, the exterior of the actual building, look like the big corners that go up of the old Arrowhead. It was positioned in the renderings at I-70 on the north side, east of 435 by the Margaritaville Resort. It has an open roof that looks like the stadium they played at in Frankfurt. Remember they played in Germany in Frankfurt? They made a big deal about how easy it was that the soccer stadium there is open air, basically, but has the ability to close when it has to and be used for multi-use. I think that's what the Chiefs want. It's a mostly open stadium that they can close for a Super Bowl and a Final Four and things like that. And it had lots of air and glass. Then there's a video that shows all of the buildings around it, the walkway, the Chiefs facility, the practice fields, everything. You don't do that in like 48 hours. Clark Hunt didn't walk out on Saturday and tell the media, we think that a new stadium is the way to go. And then all of a sudden these videos are out there. And they're trying to say these weren't renderings by the Chiefs. These weren't released by the Chiefs. Well, of course they are. Stop lying to us. Stop lying to us. A renowned architect designed all this. This stuff had to take weeks, if not months, to put together. I suspect when they put out their stick figure renderings of a reimagined Arrowhead is when they began on this real artwork. And this was impressive. If you haven't seen it, it's kick-ass. It's really cool. The new Arrowhead looks great. I'm all about tradition. I love Arrowhead. All these other things, but come on, man. It's 2024, and let's not keep spending money on the old stadiums. Let's do it right. Let's have our own new place. If that's Kansas, it's Kansas. I don't care. Again, I'm a Kansas Cityan. I tell people I'm from Kansas City. When they ask me, where are you from? I'm from Kansas City. It is a region. It is an area. It's a lifestyle. It's a people. It is our culture. The state line doesn't matter to me, except when it can make your city greater. Or, in this case, my passion, the sports teams, the major sports teams, the Royals and Chiefs, a passion of mine is if you can build them new facilities at no cost to taxpayers here, you do it. You don't think twice about it. You just do it. And that's what this is. Everybody that goes to games is already paying sales tax. You buy a Diet Coke, you're paying a sales tax. You buy a Mick Ultra, you're paying a sales tax. You buy a ticket, you pay parking, you're paying a sales tax. You're already paying the sales tax if you go. That doesn't change. What changes is the sales tax doesn't go to the state and the city and the county. It goes to paying off the stadium. And by the way, the bonds that will be sold, there's rumblings out there that Clark Hunt wants to buy $300 to $500 million worth of these bonds where he could get upwards of $20 million a year in interest off the bonds. That he's up for buying them. He'd literally be paying himself back with the sales taxes. That would be a great investment on his part. Somebody's got to buy the bonds. And it sounds like Clark Hunt is more than willing to buy $300 to $500 million worth of the bonds and then get paid interest on those bonds over 30 years, presumably, with the sales tax paying him back. Pretty nifty trick. Again, doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. So Kansas has it right. They know what they're doing. They just didn't get it done yesterday. And that may be a bad look for guys like Sean Tarwater in Stanley, or the Blue Valley area, who is leading the way. He's a Republican, because he may have put the cart before the horse thinking he'd get this done before the deadline of midnight last night, and he didn't. He didn't get that done. But I'm not sure it really matters. From what I can tell with the renderings and everything that I see, the Chiefs are moving. They're going to Kansas. I'm going to put it at 90% right now. They're moving to Kansas. I think they've got a couple of locations there they could consider. We saw the renderings, which clearly were the north side of I-70, east of 435. There's a big chunk of land northwest of Kansas Speedway that would be perfect. The parking's already in place there. They could pave that out if they want for the NASCAR track and everything else. There's all kinds of parking there. They've put upwards of 80,000 people or more at Kansas Speedway. So there's tons of parking already right there. They could almost share it with the Speedway, could share it with the Speedway. Or the real land grab, the land that's available, is south of I-70. Now, there's no development on the south side of I-70 yet. Would the Chiefs do that? Or would you take the southeast corner of I-70 and 435 and say, that's where Arrowhead is, the Arrowhead West, we'll call it, Arrow West or Arrowhead West, and then take the southeast corner of I-70 and 435 and put the Royals there? You could do that. You could absolutely do all of that. There's a lot of ways to go and a whole lot of land right there and a whole lot of free money for these teams. And it's, in the end, a good thing that Kansas is offering this up, even to the Royals, because Nashville can be a real possibility real fast for the Royals. If you were John Sherman, you could literally make $1 billion by moving to Nashville. You could get everything built for you, everything free. The value of your team over the next 5 to 10 years would go up $1 billion. You could literally make $1 billion picking up the Royals and moving them to Nashville. Now, he says he's committed to staying here. He's getting no help in Kansas City, Missouri, and he's getting no help in Jackson County. Mayor Q, and I had a little meltdown on X yesterday. Mayor Q's a despicable human being. Mayor Q goes to X, where he blocks me and doesn't allow me to follow him, and says, don't worry, the state of Missouri will match or outdo the state of Kansas. Now, he went to an Ivy League school. I went to public schools. Outdoing Kansas means you're going to pay for 100% of the stadium for the Chiefs. And then what? To outdo them, you're going to give money to the owner? Oh, and here's some millions and millions of dollars for you two just to have on the side. You can't outdo free. I'm not stupid. People aren't stupid, but Mayor Q thinks you are. And so he goes on there on Twitter, this thin-skinned man who blocks local podcasters from replying. I have to reply with my own video and say, here's my reply to Mayor Q, because he won't let me be on his feed. But he says, Jefferson City's going to match or outdo. And so the crux of my point on X was this. The Democrats failed. Frank White, Mayor Q, everybody in Jackson County and Kansas City, Missouri, you failed miserably. You failed, failed, failed. You were off appeasing KC tenants, the artsy-fartsy crowd in the crossroad, all these little appeasement constituents that you have. You were taking care of them, making sure that their feelings weren't hurt. It's all about our feelings. We can't have our feelings hurt that the Royals are coming in here. We don't like the billionaire. We saw videos of John Sherman getting heckled. He would go into the city and try to work with locals near where the stadium was going to be and talk to their businesses and assure them it's going to be okay and he's going to take care of them. And he would get heckled walking to his car. And they created an environment where we hate the billionaires. You know this. It's the same people that are encamped at Columbia University and all these schools around the country right now. UCLA. It's the same wacko young leftists. Mayor Q, you did nothing. And so your message to Kansas Cityans now, because that's really all you are is Kansas City. You're not the county. You're not the state. Your message to them is the Republicans in Jefferson City are going to save your ass. You are despicable, Mayor Q. You're despicable. You botched it. The Democrats botched it. And you're saying Jeff City will save us. Now, this is one of two things. I think he actually means it and believes it. Okay, well, we knew all along the Republicans will save us on this. The other ploy is then it becomes a setup. He's setting them up. He's propping them up saying, oh, the Republicans will save it. And then he can blame them in the end. In the end, he can say, well, the state didn't step up and save it. They'll blame the Chiefs leaving on the state of Missouri. That is likely to happen. But let's not forget about this. If that vote passed, the Chiefs and Royals were agreeing to staying. It was a bad plan. It was a bad plan, and the Chiefs were going to pull out, and eventually they were going to look for something more and want to build a new stadium right next to Arrowhead. I don't think they were ever remodeling Arrowhead. I don't believe that for a second. I think if that passed, they were going to use that money and say, the Royals are leaving. We want to tear that stadium down and build a brand new one right there. And we'll find some other financing and figure it out. I do believe that was going to be the case. I don't think they were ever remodeling. There was no reimagined Arrowhead coming. It was not going to happen. But a bird in the hand. If it passed, you take that money and you build your new stadium there. I think that's over. I think the Chiefs are tired of dealing with Jackson County and Mayor Q. These people, it's a typical Democrat machine. They get rooted. They are powerful. They get dug in and they are hard to defeat. Unless people start voting smarter, it's hard to get things done. They're too busy giving things away for votes. That's all they do. That's what Democrats do. We give away to these little constituents everywhere all kinds of freebies so they keep voting for us. That's their game. And so it gets really hard to build a stadium. I think Missouri and Governor Parson, who was terrible yesterday when he was asked about this, no energy. He said, we're going to do the best we can to keep the teams. Our goal is to keep them in Missouri. If Missouri's smart, I mean, you're almost to the point now, they can't do both. I don't think Missouri's in a position to do both. I think you let the Chiefs walk and you take real good care of the Royals and keep your baseball team. And there's a pretty good argument can be made by the state of Missouri that keeping the Royals is a bigger deal because it's 81 games a year. It's 81 dates. You can develop that area north of the river. I think that would be awesome. I think a wonderful outcome to all of this would be the Royals in North Kansas City and the Chiefs at the Legends. I'd be thrilled with that. We'd have brand new stadiums for both teams by 2029, 2030. And off we go to the next generation. I think it'd be really, really, really cool. But it got a little bit of a hiccup on Tuesday night as Kansas did not vote to pass the Star Runs. They didn't even take a vote. They didn't take a vote. And I get it. I get it. If you're, you know, you're asking around the room, are you going to vote for this? Yes or no? How, you know, you're tabulating how it's going to go with your vote. And some people are saying, I'm not voting. We're not voting on this. We have to do taxes first. We have to lower taxes for the state of Kansas. Now, if they have a special session and they lower Kansas resident taxes and then say, we passed the Star Bonds, which costs you nothing, zero, and we lowered your taxes, that's a winner. That's a winner for both parties. That's a winner for everybody in Kansas. We're likely going to get checks back from the surplus and lower taxes going forward. And this is all music to my ears. I cannot find one flaw in the Star Bonds. I can't. Everybody's going to try to shoot holes in it. and say that's not enough to finance it and pay for it and all this and that. Whatever. Let Clark Hunt buy $300 million worth of bonds, $400, $500 million. Let him buy them. Pay him his interest on it every year. Okay? But don't pay the principal down. And if it doesn't get paid off after 30 years, he doesn't get his principal back. That's simple enough. He'd go for that. I mean, he's making $20 million a year in interest on his bonds that he bought or whatever the total may be. If that's what he makes over 30 years, what are we talking about here? $600 million he's going to get in interest? No, he's fine. He's going to be fine. This is not on the taxpayers. State of Kansas has a mechanism to do this, and it's a good one, and they should do it. KKHI is brought to you by Earth Effects Outdoor. Daniel Hanks, the owner of Earth Effects, shot me an email yesterday. We were emailing back and forth. He said, listen, he's seeing people all over the place right now. We had another big rainstorm go through last night and tornadoes around. Folks are having drainage problems, grading problems, and erosion problems. They can fix all that for you. If you're, even if it's something as small as all your mulch is washing out into your lawn, they can help you with that. It can be a very small fix. Sometimes it's just putting a couple of rocks in, a couple of boulders in, and moving the water a different direction. They do retaining walls, drainage, grading, erosion. Call today. Call Earth Effects Outdoor right now. If you're watching water roll into places that you don't want it, they can help you with this. 816-478-7700. They have crews available this week to get your job. 816-478-7700. Online at eeoutdoor.com, eeoutdoor.com. And if you're finding it wet around the foundation of your house, for crying out loud, make the call. Even if it's just soupy outside, if that water is rolling toward your house, move on this. You need foundation recovery systems. We talked about my buddy Jared yesterday over at Foundation Recovery Systems. He's ready to take your call. If you've got water in your basement, leakage, or water around your foundation or settling right now, 816-506-1090. That's 816-506-1090 for Jared at Foundation Recovery Systems. We've got several sponsors that when it rains and pours like this, it's right in your wheelhouse. You know about Window World and Buck Roofing, original heritage sponsors of KKHI. They were with us on day one, the very first podcast. Window World, simply the best for less. They're online at windowskansascity.com. And Buck Roofing, call 913-384-2680 and sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. We have just been getting a deluge of rain. All of these folks will do business outside of the Kansas City area. They'll travel a little ways, some farther than others. Window World goes all over the state of Missouri into Iowa and all over the place. Foundation Recovery Systems goes out and about. They're four states. They're huge. So if you live in a rural area, Foundation Recovery Systems and Window World will come to you. And I suspect that you will find a pretty good chance that our friends over at Earth Effects Outdoor will do some nice work for you, too, if you're in an outlying area. So give them a holler after all this rain. Those are our storm sponsors, I guess is the way to say it. But a lot of folks dealing with stuff and digging out right now. I got a great email from my buddy Joel Donegan, who comes to all of our patron parties. And anytime we have an event, he's on board. And he is the... Well, he's the life of my party because he makes me laugh and he dresses up for games and he's not a weird, you know, bank robbing. What was that guy's name? Chiefsaholic. He's not a gorilla suit guy, you know, something like that. No, he dresses up like he loves doing the Sunday best thing at the Royals. He puts a jacket on and like a bow tie and goes to Royals games and he dresses up to Chiefs games and would, you know, dress up like Hank Stram or something like that. All kinds of cool things. Joel's just a really interesting dude. And I wasn't really going to do this because it was self-serving yesterday and I wasn't in the mood or didn't want to do it. But Joel's email has touched me. It's a little bit embarrassing, but I'll read a passage to you because this is the 25-year anniversary of Share the Wealth, which was our walkout at Kauffman Stadium when the Royals played the Yankees in 1999. And the Yankees had five times the payroll the Royals did. And there was no revenue sharing and no competitive balance in baseball. 25 years later, the Royals have been to two World Series. They've won one, and they currently just had their best April ever, winning 17 games this April. That's remarkable. That's a club record. Baseball is not the NFL. It's not complete parity. It's not even. There's not a salary cap, but it's close now. Things are just getting closer and closer, and there's also been a move toward younger players being better than older players in baseball. And that's a big thing. Joel writes, Kevin, 25 years ago, you played a role in changing Major League Baseball. You helped change a 100-year-old sport, this country's favorite sport, at least for most of this country's history. For me, it was literally half of my life when you did this. I'm turning 50 this month. So half my life ago, you woke up something inside me to yell out loud for something better for the team and the sport that I love. For me, this changed everything. I didn't need traffic on the nines. I didn't need a safe one-person opinion. I did not need to wait until 6 p.m. or 10 p.m. in the local news to get 2 minutes of sports coverage. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for taking a risk. Thank you for sticking with it. Thank you for succeeding in sports radio. And thank you for reinventing yourself down to this day. You once told me you kept the picture of me and my dollar hat on your desk. It's true, I did. Serendipity in motion. He kept the hat from that special day. It's been modified with the $2 bills that he put Jeter's face on. The $1 and $5 bills on the original are still there from the walkout. New York, especially the Mets, then Kevin, became my second favorite team. The Mets became my National League team because I could cheer for my favorite Royals, like David Cone, Kevin Apier, Brett Saberhagen, Carlos Beltran, and Brian McCray. One thing I do have to say that I thought of today, upon reflection, my new favorite thought is the fact that when the Royals did come back to be MLB champs, yes, indeed, they did it. And I was there with his wife, in New York. Kev, thanks for being Kev. Wow. He says, keep it up, you're only getting stronger. Man, I appreciate that, Joel. You're awesome. I did not start this podcast with the greatest confidence today. I got an email from a man who says that I need to be on YouTube, and I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I do all these other things, because, you know, listening every day can get a little stale and whatever. You need to do more. So when you get those, you take them to heart. I just sent a nice response. We've made some decisions here that we really don't want to hire employees. We don't want them in our house. We've got a pretty good quality of life thing going, and the podcast seems to be working for the listeners and the sponsors, and that's pretty good for the Keatsmans. And then I opened Joel's email, which he sent after I went to sleep last night. Joel, you're staying up too late. You're turning 50. And it touched me. I can't thank you enough, Joel. That's awesome. 30 years ago today, Al Troutwig, the Yankees announcer that night, called us beer-swilling yahoos, which we were not. We gathered well over 5,000 people, exited row by row, walked across the George Brett Bridge to what was then the Adams Mark Hotel, where Brandsmart Electronics in the parking lot had set up a giant screen TV, and we watched the last five innings of the game. The Royals pounded the Yankees that night. SportsCenter was here. I was interviewed on ESPN, and as a personal note, I will just tell you this. That night changed my life. Changed my life in every conceivable way. It did. It was a defining moment. It was a big deal in Kansas City. The Royals couldn't outwardly, with a statement, publicly support it. We had complete and full support of the Kansas City Royals to do what we did. Anything we asked for, they allowed us to do. All they said was, please don't tell us we're on board with you. Please don't tell anybody that we're on board with you. But whatever you need. We asked for cheap tickets. We packaged them up with t-shirts so we could afford to do this. We got really cheap tickets. Everything we asked for, we got. They were awesome. The Royals were awesome, and they knew, David Glass knew that it would help. He knew that it would help, and it did. It basically focused attention nationwide on how crappy baseball was. That the only teams that had a chance were the handful of teams spending $100 million or more at the time. That's 25 years ago. Yeah, it's pretty cool. How about this sports nugget? Washington Capitals player T.J. Oshie. Capitals have been eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs. They got swept 4-0. He was in such back pain throughout the playoffs. He's 37 years old. He really should consider retiring. He told everybody when it was over that his back is in such bad shape and something's pinching, something doing something somewhere, that he cannot withstand the pain of urinating. So when he urinates, he lays on his back and pees in a bottle. or a bedpan, and was playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Hockey players are different. Hockey players are the best among us. I think if we polled hockey players, we'd find out they're 90% MAGA. That's some bad dudes playing hockey now. Really, really, really bad dudes. I love that story, and I hope that he gets well, that he finds the right doctor, gets well, and if he wants to keep playing, he can. I think if I'm at the point where I'm laying on my back on my kitchen floor taking a leak, I'm probably done playing hockey. Just me. My favorite email of the week, sorry, Joel, that was too good to, I can't qualify as the best email of the week. This comes from Kyle Durman. I'm sorry, Durham. In Norbourn, Missouri. I hope it's not Norbourne. It could be Norbourne. Could be Norbourne. Norbourne, Norbourne. N-O-R-B-O-R-N-E. They have a soybean festival every year. There's only 700 people in Norbourne. And Kyle Durham listens to the podcast every day and says, Kevin, longtime KKHI listener. I love the pod. I want to reach out and share a story your listeners might enjoy. Maybe as a final or something. I said, no, Kyle, this is better than a final. This is legit, and he needs your help. And this is easy help. This is easy, fun help. We're not asking for any money. You know, stay with me. The Norbourn Soybean Festival was just named one of the three finalists in the Cenex Hometown Throwdown Contest. Okay, Cenex is the gas stations. You've seen their red logo. C-E-N-E-X. C-E-N-E-X. Cenex, big oil company, right? Big gas station thing. They're mostly in smaller communities. So they have something called a Cenex Hometown Throwdown. It's a national contest to find the best hometown festival. We have until May 15th to vote. The finalists are beating the bushes to get votes at CenexHometownThrowdown.com. That's CenexHometownThrowdown.com. Over 100 festivals entered this. It's down to the final three. Norbourn, Missouri is up against a town in Wisconsin and a town in Minnesota. It is the Soybean Festival. They're not all soybean festivals. One of them is, I think, like a pie contest festival or something, or a fall festival. And the other one, I don't know what it is. But this is the only soybean festival. For crying out loud, if you're in soybeans, you got to vote. If you live in Missouri, you got to vote. If you just love listeners of KKHI, only one vote per person. They're going to ask you some information. They want your email address. But like especially if you have multiple email addresses, use the one that you don't use most often. So if they are going to send some stuff there that you don't have to unsubscribe, you won't see it that often. CenexHometownThrowdown.com. CenexHometownThrowdown.com. I have already voted. Kyle has been part of the committee festival for more than 10 years. He can tell you it's not only a tribute to soybeans, but farmers who grow them and the livelihood supported by the ag community across America. For the sake of brevity, I'll attach a link to the video we put together to introduce ourselves, and it is a glorious video. You can go on YouTube and search Vote Norbourn Soybean Festival, and the video will pop up. Appreciate all you do, Kevin. If it's something you're interested in, I'd be happy to visit with you further about it. Hope you and Jessica will take this personal invitation to join us this summer, August 1st through 3rd, for the 2024 Norbourn Soybean Festival. That's awesome. I'll take a look at it, Kyle. I'll take a look at it, and I have voted for Norbourn, Missouri. Again, the site, it's so easy, folks. Help these people out, will you? $100,000 for the soybean festival in a town of 700? CenexHometownThrowdown.com. That's C-E-N-E-X. CenexHometownThrowdown.com. Go get them, boys and girls and men and women. That's fantastic stuff. On to the news of the day, brought to you by Advantage Termite and Pest Control. As the temperatures get warmer and you're outside after all this rain, ooh boy, it's time to switch to the mosquito treatments, and Advantage Termite and Pest Control will help you with that. They can also help you with your irrigation system that's already in. If you're having sprinkler head problems, or if it's not reaching certain spots, or you need it aired out, AdvantageTPC.com, 913-768-8989. That's 913-768-8989. Or give them a call and do the mosquito treatment. If you have a mosquito problem, or you know it with all this rain you're going to have mosquitoes, AdvantageTPC.com, 913-768-8989. Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC, home of the lifetime warranty, has $170 rebates available on sets of four tires. Shop online, get delivery at home, or build your own online with the good folks at robertsrobinson.com. Tim Trader's on the showroom floor every single day, unless he's vacationing in Cancun. He loves going to Mexico twice a year. That's great. And they stay at different properties each time. They just found their sweet spot and say, this is great for us. He forgets about work. He kicks his feet up, puts his toes in the sand. Life is good. Good for you, Tim. A couple times a year, heading out on a little vacay to the sun. Otherwise, he's there in Excelsior Springs every day, and you can reach him at 816-826-1563 online at robertsrobinson.com. And the Royals are coming home this weekend. I think I'm going Saturday. Royals are coming home. If you're looking for tickets, no fees ever. Ticketsforless.com, 913-685-3322. Your promo code is KKHI. You will always save 5 to 15% at ticketsforless.com. All right, I've mostly stayed away from these riots, these demonstrations, these pro-Hamas freaks, because I don't think most of these demonstrators know what they're talking about or doing. I think they're idiots, and I think they're stupid. And I now have proof. It's one thing if college students from the Middle East who come to America on a visa have a vested interest in the Middle East or the Arab world, Muslim culture, whatever it may be. That's one thing. It's another to see these massive crowds taking over universities and basically shutting them down for other students, which, by the way, is not happening much in the SEC, is it? Have you noticed that's not happening in the SEC? Unless you count Texas as in the SEC. And Texas shut theirs down, like immediately shut it down at Texas, which is a pretty darn liberal campus and city. Austin, Texas, very liberal. They shut it down. We're not seeing these things at SEC schools. We're largely not seeing them at Big 12 schools, I guess, either. But we know where they're happening. They're happening at the worst schools in America, the liberal indoctrination institutions that pump out the elites, because the elites hire the kids from these schools. So what we found now, nationwide, there have been arrests all over the place. Over half the arrests across all the campuses, North Carolina, Columbia, NYU, Texas, UCLA, those that have gotten arrested, over half of them are not students. Duh. It's the professional agitators. They just come out and say, somebody is protesting something, I'm in. They don't know what they're protesting. There's interviews all over the internet where you stop and you ask these people what they don't know. They don't know. Polling backs this up. This is pretty remarkable. In polling, those who support Israel over Hamas, if you're 65 or older, it's 93% to 7%. It goes down 10 years at a time by age. 91, 85, 75, 64. And finally, you get to 18 to 24-year-olds. And what are 18 to 24-year-olds? Those are the people in college. It's 57% support for Israel and 43% for Hamas. How are we having institutions of higher education that have brainwashed 43% of young people aged 18 to 24 to support Hamas? That's crazy, folks. We got some problems. We don't have problems in Florida, Texas, or North Carolina. The governor of North Carolina walked right up to the cameras and said, that American flag is going back up on that pole. And this campus is open. And you are not shutting this campus down, because this school, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, belongs to the people of North Carolina and the students of this university, and does not belong to you. And it damn sure doesn't belong to anybody that's not a student here. Get out. I think if it's on campus, a very reasonable policy for anyone demonstrating is show us your student ID and we'll allow you to demonstrate. If you don't have a student ID, we're going to ask the local police to eject you from this campus. If you are not a student or an employee, you cannot be on this campus. That seems reasonable enough. You go to a high school today and want to visit your student, there's security and you have to check in, let them know you're there. You got to identify yourself. You can't just walk into schools and wander around. What are we doing? Boy, there are some places. This is a bad issue for Joe Biden. He doesn't know who to side with. They've had the Jewish vote forever. That's crumbling. You got Jerry Seinfeld out there bashing the left right now. I mean, I don't know how the Jewish vote has veered left. That's a little strange to me, but it has. It's coming back in a big way. Coming back in a big way. We see that in polling. But a lot of arrests were made in New York. They climbed through the windows to get these little freaks. Get them out. And anybody arrested that's here on a visa should be deported immediately. Out of the country. Goodbye. If you're here from near Palestine and you're a student on a visa, toast. You're out. You're gone. See ya. If you're chanting death to America on a visa here, you're gone. I don't personally believe that foreigners have constitutional rights like I do. I see absolutely no right for anyone that is a member of Hamas to come to America and burn the flag and chant death to America. You're not a citizen. You're gone. You're deported. You're out of here. You've committed a crime and you are toast. That's the way I view it. Not every municipality or state will view it that way, but that's the way I view it. You're just gone. Speaking of gone, the city of Baton Rouge, we talk about cities getting smaller, losing population, inner cities, you know, people moving out, going to the burbs, whatever. Baton Rouge lost 100,000 citizens, people, overnight. Now, you're asking, what? How did Baton Rouge lose 100,000 people in a day? Working through the state constitution, a large group of citizens in a very conservative part of Democrat-run Baton Rouge, which is a bigger city than you think, but it's like Kansas City, Missouri. There's plenty of conservatives in Kansas City, Missouri. I can drive right to the parts where they live. The people of Baton Rouge, 100,000 strong, got together and said, we don't like anything you're doing in Baton Rouge, and we don't think we're part of that. We're kind of in the outskirts here. They went through the constitutional process in the state of Louisiana and the city of Baton Rouge, and they have seceded from Baton Rouge. They have now formed a new city, which is now one of the largest cities in the state. 100,000 citizens instantly for a city known as St. George, Louisiana. It is adjacent to Baton Rouge, and it is going to be run by conservatives. They'd had enough. Folks, these things are in place in a lot of places. These constitutional rights are in place in a lot of places. I know I use the term SEC a lot. We need to follow the SEC on a lot of these things. SEC states get a lot of things right. A lot of things. Florida is the most notable. We see that all the time. Gainesville is about as redneck part of Florida as you can find. And conservative, along with the panhandle. And all of SEC country. They are showing us how to do this. They're showing us how to do it. I love this story. I don't have any problem with anything that's within constitutions or laws that are written today about secession. I don't. I always thought it was going to be California that would secede. You know, and maybe if Trump wins, maybe California does start that. Maybe they do. If they do, great. See ya. It's fine. I mean, does it make any difference that Canada's Canada and Mexico's Mexico? I've been to Canada. I've been to Mexico. I don't really need California. Not like they're going to close their plants and factories. And if I want to visit there or go watch the Chiefs play there, I can. It won't matter if they're their own country. It really won't matter. It won't matter a thing. It will matter to the other 49 states because Republicans will then win everything and we'll be a conservative country again. So in the end, the best possible scenario would be for one of the big liberal states to secede. It would. But if this thing goes off the rails like it is now, and what we all think could happen happens, and Texas wants to go their own way, great. I'm with them. I think the dominoes would topple if that happened. I think Louisiana would be next, Oklahoma right after, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas. I think the dominoes would topple. But I love what they did in Baton Rouge. They said, we're not going to let you do this. Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri. Red alert. You know the pockets. You know the places. There's got to be at least 50,000 people in a few zip codes in Kansas City, Missouri that are overwhelmingly conservative. Secede. Go look at the charters. Get a lawyer. See if you can pull out of their insane policies in Kansas City, Missouri, and do it. They did it in Baton Rouge. 100,000 people did it. That is a big, big number. Our final today is brought to you by McConnell & Associates. My buddy Bart Dandler over at McConnell Associates wants to remind you, wherever you walk, park, or play, you're walking, parking, or playing on McConnell & Associates concrete or asphalt. They provide pavement maintenance and construction services from crack filling, seal coating, and restriping to designing and building parking lots and sports surfaces. They'll work with your HOA on your tennis courts, your swimming pool, your pickleball courts, or your municipality. If you're on a city council or a board, you should be using these folks to do your sidewalks, streets, curbs, all of that. Milling, overlaying, all kinds of walking trails for parks, tennis courts, you name it, running tracks, outdoor sports services. McConnell & Associates, you've seen their blue and yellow barricades and the excellent work they do. Call Bart Dandler today, 816-287-3330. And Advanced Medical Imaging, see what's inside. Online at medimageks.com. That's medimageks.com. Or call them right now at 785-856-0224. It's time to get a heart scan if you're 40 or older. It costs about $100 out of pocket, no big deal. And if your doctor has told you to get a scan, why would you wait 5 weeks when you can go to medimageks.com, medimageks.com? Why would you wait? You can do this immediately. Today or tomorrow is their motto, and they'd love to see you, and they'll take your insurance. At Advanced Medical Imaging, online at medimageks.com. Our final today is a woman named Patricia, and she is a woman, but American Airlines thinks she's a baby. Not in the way she acts. When she shows up for her flight, they're prepared with the baby seat or whatever and the accommodation and the early boarding and all that, because there is no mechanism for Patricia to buy her ticket online and give her actual birth date that matches her ID. Because when she punches in 1922, it immediately changes it to 2022. She has now flown several times with her daughter, and every time she shows up, they think she's a baby, and then they get her a wheelchair and help her on because she's 101. She flew alone until she was 97. And American Airlines, with all the technology we have, they have no ability to check someone in that's over 100 because they cannot identify the birth year. It switches it to 2022, which makes her a baby. Or at least it did last year when it happened. The story's just now coming out. It happened last year. And they thought she was like a one-year-old baby getting on the flight. Patricia, keep flying. American Airlines, figure it out. If we have AI, we can figure out how to check in people over 100 years old on American Airlines. Our final today at KKHI. Don't forget to remember to hit the like, follow, or subscribe button. And if you want to support any of our sponsors, they are all at thekklist.com. That's thekklist.com. They're all in one tidy, neat little place for you. They are all conservative, and they would all love to see and hear from you. Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.